Welcome back. We are seeing this sell-off accelerate here as the Dow is off more than 1% to wrap up September in September fashion. Also seeing the NASDAQ in the red as well. About a 4.5% decline for the month of September when you look at the S&P 500 also included in the red here today. For more on all the moves, though, we're seeing play out, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Chartmaster, Jared Blickery. And Jared, I mean, we knew September was going to be rough, but a lot of the tech names also had a rough month, too. One of the tech names we talk about a lot on this show, Tesla, in the red as well, is a big name investor because he's out of it.
Yeah, Chamath Palihapitiya, well-known seed investor, has lots of SPACs to his name, sponsored many of those SPACs. Guess what? Tesla not doing bad for the month and the quarter, although it is down a little bit today. And let's check out the Wi-Fi interaction for the price action. This is the month of September. You can see Tesla up 6% here. And then if we go to a quarterly view, you can see it's up 15%. I'm going to switch to a candlestick chart so we can get a little bit more perspective and then go to a year to date and also add some technical indicators. Let's put on the 50-day moving average because this has very much been in play. This blue line, you can see, has acted as support going back to about June, July. And the technicals on Tesla looking pretty good. We were able to get past this April high here. Still have a little bit to go to these record highs over here. And just by reference that high, let's see, 900. Yep, we just touched 900. So we're going to go back to this year-to-date chart and just get a quick look on the final technicals here. If you take a look at the two-year chart, this is pretty instructive. We had this huge run-up in January, early February, and we came down precipitously after that, but we are staging a decent comeback in Tesla right now, guys.
And Jared, I mean, we've also been commenting on kind of the heat, the exuberance in the IPO space as we wrap up Q3 and see the busiest quarter for proceeds since 2000. And a lot of companies seeing a big pop in their debut in Olaplex, not an exception to that rule as they pop in their first day of trading.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive right now. Again, you can see up 20% from its IPO price yesterday. This is a company that you might know because they make hair products. I'm not talking about you, Zach. I'm just saying the audience in general might know this company. Don't want to impute that. But they were able to sell 73.7 million shares. That's more than they had initially wanted to sell. Got $21 a piece for them. And they raised $1.5 billion. Also want to get an update on Warby Parker. That listed yesterday. It was a direct listing. And let's see how they're faring. You can see a little bit underwater over the last 2 days. Nevertheless, we did get that nice pop from the IPO price yesterday. I'm not sure that this return is accurate, but we are looking at some substantial gains from that $40 direct listing price. Also Amplitude, down about 1.5% over the last 2 days. They listed a day earlier today.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you have on that one as well, Derek Jared, but that's another name that we watched and saw a big pop on day one, but then we saw it come down now below kind of where we saw it trading on day one. So some of these names that did come out in September, though they might have seen a big pop, have been suffering just like all the other stocks we watched in the month. I kind of have to grapple with some of that volatility. But Jared Blickery, bringing us the latest there. Appreciate that.